Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today I'm reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Jesus has died and the disciples are huddled in the upper room in Jerusalem, where they've been gathered since that awful death. They've heard now from at least one of the women that the risen Christ has been seen, but they still do not believe. They're locked away in fear, but still stick together for strength and comfort. We're told that Jesus suddenly appeared before them and greeted them with those beautiful words, "Peace be with you." He shows the evidence of his death, and needless to say, the disciples respond to his presence in joy. At this time, Jesus commissions them to go out in the world and breathes on them the Holy Spirit. They're given instruction and admonition about forgiving others and that the example that they will set. Thomas, not there at the time, is skeptical about the report that Jesus has arrived. He tells the others that he needs physical proof before he'll believe that Christ has indeed returned. We know that Jesus then comes back a second time. We know that he goes directly to Thomas and invites the doubter to inspect the death wounds. We know that Thomas immediately sees Jesus for who he is and declares his faith, "My Lord and my God." The story ends with Jesus explaining that although Thomas has seen and believed, there will be others blessed, those blessed who have not seen and believe nonetheless. I have to say that the stories of doubting Thomas down through the ages have given Thomas a bum rap. The other disciples were equally disbelieving, not trusting the words of their women compatriots until Jesus himself appeared before them. In today's story, we see that Jesus does not wait for Thomas to speak, but goes out of his way to engage Thomas in conversation. The evangelist John is intent in this story to help us see that God, Jesus, is meeting the disciples in their own hurting places. In the same way, God appears to us in our hurting places today. God meets us where we are, whether we're feeling strong in our faith at the time or whether we're experiencing doubt. God comes to us. Transforming love comes to us. We can get caught up in thinking that the opposite of faith is doubt, but faith and doubt are not opposites. Both faith and doubt are parts of the emotion that say, "I care. I care enough to question my understanding of God in my life. I care enough to think deeply about how God appears to me in times of trial and strength. I care enough to decide for myself who the risen Christ is for me and to not simply take the word of others or let other people define who Christ is for me." Faith in this story is being willing to wait for Jesus to reveal himself. And the opposite of both faith and doubt is indifference, not caring. Most of us at one time or another can relate to Thomas. We want a message we can understand. We want a Jesus who's visible to us clearly, especially in times of trouble. We want to be able to wrap our brain around who Jesus is and how he appears in our lives and in our world. The truth is that we all struggle with how we understand who and how Jesus is for us. Just like the disciples, like Thomas, we want to have concrete proof that he's with us. And in this modern day, we complicate things beyond the doubts of those early followers. Now, in this age of sound bites and instant gratification, we say, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the nails and my hand in his side, and unless I see them in the next 3 minutes, I will not believe." The story of Thomas is an invitation to each of us to consider the places where God comes to us. We are encouraged to ponder the question, "What does it take for me to believe?" John finishes his account by telling us Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. These signs are written down so that you may believe. John takes seriously the task of explaining the range and realm of God's work through Jesus. Do we believe? Do we doubt? John tells us that in his written account, we should have all that is needed for us to know that Jesus is the Messiah, and that we're invited into the life of abundance, the eternal life that's open to us. In faith and in doubt, Jesus comes to us and assures us of his loving presence. "Peace be with you," he told his disciples. "Peace be with you," he tells us today. Thanks be to God for the presence of the risen Christ in our lives. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.